This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. House Republicans have pushed through $14.5 billion in military assistance for Israel without humanitarian aid for Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports it is unlikely to survive.
The measure passed mainly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
In a partisan approach by new Speaker Mike Johnson, the emergency package requires offsets with cuts in government spending elsewhere. Such a bill would normally have full bipartisan support. Democrats said Johnson's approach will only delay help for Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the bill stunningly unserious and says it has no chance in the Senate. President Joe Biden has said he will veto it. Norman Hall, Washington.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been found guilty of defrauding customers of his now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange in one of the biggest financial frauds on record. The verdict cemented the 31-year-old's fall from grace. A 12-member jury in Manhattan federal court convicted him on all seven counts he faced after a month-long trial in which prosecutors made the case that he stole $8 billion from the exchange's customers. Leading AI developers have agreed to work with governments to test artificial intelligence models before they are released, in a potentially landmark achievement in the UK's Artificial Intelligence Summit.
The late Stephen Hawking once said, AI is likely to be the best or worst thing to happen to humanity. If we can sustain the collaboration that we have fostered over these last 2 days, I profoundly believe that we can make it.